Thanks for joining me on the Tech of Sports and iHeartRadio this week, and joined by a former Olympian and now author, and she's involved in a lot of different things. Carol Newman Cronin competed in Athens in 2004 and can really relate to kind of what's going on for many athletes around the world as the Olympics canceled, sporting events for the last couple months canceled, and who knows how long into the future. And Carol, thanks for taking a few minutes, and we're going to talk about your book, but your first thoughts on the Olympics being postponed a year. Right.
So I consider myself an Olympian, a 2004 Olympian rather than a former Olympian, but thanks for that intro. It's really heartbreaking to watch the uncertainty for all of us. I mean, those of us who are still competing, but especially those who had to postpone their Olympic dreams for another year. I think it's really, really tough for everyone. The hardest is for the people who haven't yet qualified and are therefore still in limbo for an extra 6 or 9 or 12 months. It's just tragic.
Yeah, not only Olympians, Carol, but a trickle-down effect for youth sports, high school sports, everything just really on hold right now. And sports plays such a big role in our society, not only for physical activity, but for learning and sportsmanship. And so this is really a new experience for everybody.
Yes, it is. I should be at a Masters World Championship this week in St. Pete, Florida, and instead I'm home working.
Yeah, we're all supposed to be somewhere else, but we're all home. We're all home working, and we're with Carol Newman Cronin, Olympic sailor, Athens in 2004, and now her fourth book, Ferry to Cooperation Island, releases in June. I got an advance copy. It's fantastic. And kind of give my listeners, Carol, a little preview of the plot, the meat of the book. Well, we'll let the readers make their own interpretations. Really good read for being stuck at home, or just a really good beach read this spring, or wherever you're going to be this summer. Just a real eye opener, enlightening. The word hope and comes into play a lot, and just a really inspiring tale. Enjoyed it. And really relatable to our present situation, how many people are finding themselves having to work with people maybe they haven't before, or work in a different environment to make do with things.
Yeah, the island metaphor obviously is very applicable to us all being isolated now. And one of the things about Cooperation Island is that all the islanders realize they have to work together because they are somewhat isolated from the mainland. They're only 4 miles off the coast of Newport, but it's definitely a different world out there. Mm-hmm. And if their ferry doesn't run, then that's the end of their lifeline to the shore. So it's something we're all considering maybe in a different light than we did a few months ago.
Yeah, a lot of lessons to be learned that help in life as well, and sports is a big part of that as well. We're with Olympic sailor Carol Newman Cronin, fourth novel out, Ferry to Cooperation Island. I think you can pre-order it now. Releases in June. I'll put all the links in the show notes as we're discussing this. And Carol, how did you get started in sports, and kind of maybe some of the early lessons you learned from starting out in sports, or kind of stuff you've learned along the way that has stuck with you when it comes to business and writing and everything else you're involved in?
Well, I started out sailing at 10 days old. I went for my first sail.
That's a record, Carol.
Maybe. I can't say I really remember any lessons from that era, but grew up learning to sail with my parents and then went on to race with other people. And I'd say one of the biggest lessons, talking about myself, is when I first started, I spent a lot of time as a competitive crew sailing with one or two other people. And when I first started steering my own boat, I was sailing by myself and realized I really don't like sailing by myself because when I talk, it sounds stupid because I'm talking to myself. And so what I learned about that is I'm really happier as a team of two or three people. But I've learned a ton about myself and about other people working together, and I try to bring that into my fiction even when I'm not writing specifically about sailing and other sports.
Yeah, it really shows, but the water and sailing appears to definitely be a passion for you.
Yes, absolutely. I'm much more comfortable when I'm within eyesight of the water, at least, if not right on it. And luckily here in Rhode Island, we've been able to get out on the water when possible. And so that's kept me sane the last few months.
It is possible to social distance on water, as Carol Newman Cronin is proving, and of course her new novel Ferry to Cooperation Island, a highly recommended must read, a lot of lessons to be learned in that. And Carol, what's next for you? You've done so much. We'll put your bio and all your information also in the show notes with the book information. What are you looking to next? I know you're always you're always looking out there into the future.
Well, like I said, I was supposed to be at a world championship for sailing this week, hoping to get back competing when we can. For now, I'm just happy that we're able to get out paddleboarding and do some sailing as a family unit, and looking forward to summer, and also looking forward to launching Ferry Cooperation Island in mid-June. We were hoping to have a pretty large gathering in person, and it looks likely that that's going to be more virtual than actual, but it's still going to be really exciting to be able to share it with people, and I'm still happy you enjoyed it. That's great news.
People still buy books virtually as well as in person, Carol. So definitely best of luck. Highly recommended. Carol Newman Cronin's fourth novel, Ferry to Cooperation Island. Got the advance copy. I love it. And Carol, keep up the good work. Can't wait to see what's next. And good luck. We'll talk soon.
Thank you so much. This was really fun.
Thank you, Carol.
Bye.